This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, something I've not done in a while here, and I need to do it. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Twitter account is Bradley Dean one. Again, Twitter account is Bradley Dean one double E. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We just posted a brand new video yesterday. The deep state cannot do what it does without the help of the politicians pushing it through for them. Let's keep that in mind. Who is the deep state? Well, who is Bigfoot, friends? They're going to keep creating names and entities and shadow governments and cabals and special interest groups. They're going to keep naming or creating names to divert your attention from who's responsible. Well, you need look no further than the politicians that are pushing forth their agenda, because they're the ones doing it for them. We just posted that on YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media. Folks, now keep in mind, when you go to that page, there's a couple hundred videos on there. It's a drawing picture of me in front of Arlington, and with that said, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube, check it out. You're going to be glad that you did. Again, we're bringing about resolve concerning the issues of the day. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. What I want to do is I want to cover some of the topics on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, many of the things on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, are those that the media, the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled media, are diverting you from. And we're giving it to you, or we're holding our feet we're holding their feet to the fire, friends, and we're holding them to the chains of the Constitution in the meantime, and we're not letting things just slide the way that they desire that we would. So again, with that said, friends, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. A couple of the articles posted, California Department of Education. Listen carefully, friends. Listen carefully. California Department of Education, no, of indoctrination, of illegal indoctrination, wants to teach your kindergartners that there are 15 different genders. Read Daniel 9 when you get a moment. California Department of Education wants to teach your kindergartners there are 15 different genders. Why? Because they want to confuse them. You know, I was talking to my little boy today, and one of the things that I say to him when I see him not doing his homework, I said, well, you're going to make a good slave, aren't you? He goes, what do you mean, Dad? I said, do you know how that they make slaves? He said, no. I said, well, they just keep them dummied down. They keep them confused. They don't like them reading and writing and reading the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and they surely don't want you reading that Bible. That's why they're attacking it all the time. That's why they're trying to get you to think that all of these things that Bradley Dean on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com talks about are completely irrelevant. No. That should be very telling. That should be the very reason, America, that you need to listen, because they want to make slaves. And better, what a better way to do it than in the educational system. And for those that need to know, do keep in mind, if they are giving, if they are propagandizing the books in public schools and it's not factual information, well, you need to go get one of those national attorneys that's waiting for someone to actually take it to the school board and see it through, because it is illegal every step of the way what they are doing today. This concerns evolution, homosexuality. Folks, now they want to confuse your children by teaching that there's 15 different genders. But see, we can see, friends, that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Because we see that there are those, friends, in government that want to take away male and female, he and she, away from vocabularies found within. Folks, these people, listen to me carefully. This is not, again, an embellishment. They need to be thrown in jail. First, they need to be thrown out of office. Then they need to be thrown in jail. They're mentally unstable. They're sick in the mind, friends. They're reprobates. They're advocating that which is way outside of the scope of authority concerning common sense, let alone law, friends. But look what they're doing. They're zeroing in on your kids. And keep in mind, friends, that over 700,000 students every year that graduate public high schools in this country cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. Do you think this is all by design? Of course it is. Of course it is. You folks out in California, I'm just curious to know, when does it stop? You folks out in the other 49 states, when does it stop? It stops when you say enough. That's when it stops. On SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have in Michigan, 3 Muslim immigrants arrested in an Islamic plot, an Islamic State plot. This should come as no surprise. We've seen this how many times in the United States alone? Over and over and over again. Why? Well, because we didn't listen to the warnings concerning those things that are taking place over there in Europe, in the UK, in France, and in Germany, and in Sweden. And again, the list goes on and on and on and on, friends. This is craziness. And yet the American people are putting up with it. The American people are putting up with it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the UN Agenda 2030 being pushed by guess who, friends? See, this is what's so awesome about the giftings of the Holy Ghost. You're always ahead of the game. He shows you things to come. People are starting to catch on to things that we've been talking about in the past. So, and by the way, that's a high five. There is no condemnation to those that are doing the right things in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, Romans 8. But on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have the UN Agenda 2030 being pushed by America's, guess who, friends? The politicians, just like what we were talking about a week and a half ago. Friends, what you call the deep state, what you call, friends, special interest groups, what you call shadow government, what you call the cabal. Folks, how many people believe in Bigfoot? Right? Just throw them something. Divert them. Get their eyes off the ball. Keep them digging, right? Well, folks, you don't have to do that, because, again, that's all you have to do is look to the American politician, because they're the ones helping push through the agenda of special interests, of those that you call the cabal, of those that, friends, you call shadow government, and the list goes on. Folks, I got a surprise for you. I got a treat for you. We have William Francis Pepper coming up on the other side, the attorney for Martin Luther King. He's going to tell you some of the things, folks, that the state-controlled media didn't want you to know. Be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I'm going to hold off on the phone calls over the next three segments. The other day, someone had posted, Matt Agrist, as a matter of fact, he's an investigative reporter, had posted some information about the truth finally coming out concerning that which the American people needed to know concerning the assassination of Martin Luther King. Well, I watched this video because I never believed it. As a matter of fact, a good portion of the American people don't believe it, nor the RFK assassination, the narrative that's been fed to us, or John F. Kennedy. I believe 81% of the American people still don't believe the government's narrative. Well, with that said, I watched this video, and it's like, right on, right on. Finally, someone that's going to tell us what we need to know. Well, what better then the attorney, listen carefully, then the attorney who's based out of New York, who's most noted for his efforts to prove government culpability and the innocence of, listen to this carefully, of James Earl Ray in the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Okay, now listen to this. As well as the King family in subsequent years. Matter of fact, William Francis Pepper, our guest today, has also been proving the innocence of Sirhan Sirhan in the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. He's the author of several books, and he's been very active in exposing conspiracy within Jeremiah 11:9. Read it when you get a moment. But without further ado, friends, I have William Francis Pepper online. And I got to tell you, sir, I'm very honored that you're with us because you are one in a million. And I think that you have a lot of information that the American people need to hear. So thank you for joining us today, William Pepper. Is William Pepper there? I can't hear him. Okay, I can't hear him. Are you there, William? Oh, there's some sort of a delay going on, friends. But let me go on until I pick up William Francis Pepper. I just got the message from GCN that he's online right now, so there must be some sort of technical problem. But with that said, friends, I don't know that you're aware. I've shared it several times. I've actually taken time to fly out. This is probably 12 years ago to meet with Andrew Young, the mayor of Atlanta. And I sat with him for 3 hours. As a matter of fact, he wouldn't let me go. And then I spent some time. By the way, Andrew Young was the right-hand man of Martin Luther King. And if you look at the famous pictures of Martin Luther King down on the ground in a pool of blood, Andrew is the one that was pointing a direction across the street. I also met with Sam Kyle, who was standing next to Martin Luther King during the time of the assassination. And he had said that he thought that Martin Luther King was just playing. And I also met with Roger Wilkins from the DOJ, the Department of Justice, because I wanted, again, know firsthand as to what took place. And with every single one of these guys, not a person, not a one, not even the family of the Martin Luther King Jr., the family and his posterity, not a one of them believed the narrative that the government gave the American people. Do we have William yet? Oh, my goodness. So, folks, with that said, we're going to try to get him back up online here. I have no idea what's going on. Does it surprise me that this is happening? Nope, not whatsoever. It's funny. This is craziness because I have a number right here, guys. It's really that important that we get him back on the phone. Here's his phone number. But it's interesting, friends, that I have right in front of my face even now. And not by design. If Dr. King was alive today, his Facebook page would have been deleted, and he'd have been censored. Well, they did a little bit more than just censor Dr. King, didn't they? Yeah. Speaking of our guest that we hopefully get back up here in just a moment, William Pepper, the attorney for James Earl Ray and the attorney for Martin Luther King Jr.'s family. When I was watching this documentary, he went into great specificity concerning the details of the assassination that we have never heard of. That we never heard of. And so this censoring has been going on for a long time. This isn't a brand new thing, friends. And I'm not trying to talk down to those that know the difference. I'm not doing that. I'm speaking to those that really don't know. This censoring just didn't start like over the last couple of years, friends. This censoring has been going on for a long, long time. A long, long time. Last night I was actually watching another documentary on Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler. And it's interesting to note, friends, that once they basically garnered all the media in that government, that's what put Adolf Hitler into power. Everything that put Adolf Hitler into power was propaganda. It's all fed to the people through lies in the media. And radio, and posters, and the list goes on. And there was no truth in anything that they were saying. And if people would only take the time to, when I say something, rather than just thinking that, well, that's kind of extreme. No, what's kind of extreme, friends, is the fact that these people are lying to you. And what's extreme is these people are responsible for assassinating anybody that means to make a difference in the United States of America. But when you begin to look at how this propaganda and how it functions and how they operate, everything is predicated upon a lie. Everything they do is predicated on a lie. Everything, by the way, that you've heard of the assassination of Martin Luther King, 95% of it, misinformation, omission of information. RFK, the same exact thing. Misinformation. I've watched enough documentaries from eyewitnesses that were there during the assassination of RFK, and you have FBI agents sitting there telling the eyewitnesses what they seen and what they didn't say, and what they, seen. If they seen something that the FBI agent didn't want them to see, they would basically call them a liar and say, you didn't really see that. Did you really see that? No. Calling into question, trying to get their credibility to be baseless and questionable every step of the way. And, of course, the John F. Kennedy assassination. That's all you have to do today, friends, is go to James File. Go do a Google search on James File. And you will, folks, the information is so accurate And again, so telling. I mean, this guy implicates everybody and their dog and their cat and their hamsters and their parakeets. I kid you negative. When we're told, matter of fact, people, all, you know, did you know that the those that had to come into America to expose the conspiracy for what it was, blaming the Johnson administration and the mob and the police in Texas, so on and so forth, and the military-industrial complex and Alan Dulles and the CIA and the Bushes and all these other people, friends. Hey, folks, it's all there for us to see, for the taking. But what's funny is that the American people, and it's not funny, I guess, it's really a sad state when the American people fall to and subject themselves to the lies. Now today we have Donald Trump saying that he's going to redact the names of those that are still alive that would be in the release of the documentation concerning the assassination of John F. Kennedy, which is supposed to be released in 2025. Guess who we redacted, friends? George Bush Sr. Man, every time it comes to something major in this country, to the downfall of this country, it seems like the Bushes are right there, along with the Clintons. And now we have the Obamas. So we're holding off right now, and we're trying to figure out what's going on with William Pepper. He was just online, but hopefully we're going to get him back up here in a minute. In the meantime, I hope you hold on with me until we get him back up online here. I want to cover a couple more articles.
Give me the number, Bradley.
Sam should be on the phone with you right now, my friend, talking to GCN friends. He's not. Okay. I do have the number. Can you go ahead and grab me that number, please, and call GCN with it right now? He's asking for the number. Okay. He's asking for the number right now. Okay. With that said, Sam, would you please give them a call? Thank you. And give them the number. Here's the number right here. Forgive me, folks. I really apologize. This is very unprofessional on my end here. And again, forgive me. But on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, again, how does the deep state push their agenda forward without America's politicians doing it for them? Check the article out. It's going over great. Highlighted over right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Muslim judges are being elected into the United States. They're swearing in on the Quran. We're not talking about Europe anymore, friends. It's happening here in America. And by the way, I want to stand there and say my blood and your blood is off my hands, friends, because I've been warning the American people about this for 15 years. And, of course, I was crazy, and now we're here. Over 90 Muslims running for public office during the last cycle, and we're watching Muslim judges being put into a position of power to implement what? Don't tell me it's not happening, friends, because there's many, 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 many cases of Sharia-compliant rulings already taking place in the United States of America. In other words, friends, you are being conquered. Like it or not. So you're going to give your kids over to these people, friends? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We have Joe Biden accuses America of racism and racist events. Keep in mind, friends, you have these treasonous individuals along with the Obamas, for those that did not know, actually going across seas, making deals on a weekly basis with foreign countries that are trying to implement a global order. Why aren't they being charged for treason, Article 3, Section 3? Well, again, check it out. Sons of Liberty Media. Media.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses the nation regarding the partial government shutdown.
I am very proud to announce today that we have reached a deal to end the shutdown and reopen the federal government. In a short while, I will sign a bill to open our government for 3 weeks until February 15th. I will make sure that all employees receive their back pay very quickly.
The U.S. State Department is ordering all non-emergency employees to leave Venezuela. This after President Nicolas Maduro ordered all diplomats out of the country. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida addresses the situation.
If any harm should come to these diplomats from the United States, I want everybody to know that the consequences, I believe, from this administration that they'll impose will be swift and they'll be decisive.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Don't know what happened there. We have William Pepper online. It seems to be on his end. So with that said, we're just going to reschedule because we need a whole hour with him. So in the meantime, friends, we will get William Pepper back on the line. I don't know what took place there, but do again forgive me. And it seems that it's on their end, the issues. So it's not ours or GCN's bad. So whatever the case may be, we'll get it right and hopefully get him back on the line in the next week or two here, folks. The preachers of tolerance are, in fact, the perpetuators of the crimes. Tolerance is the virtue of the man without convictions. I want you to listen to this again. Tolerance, friends, is really those that are traitors to principles, right? Those that fall for what's going on. Because what we see more than not, friends, is we see those that are preaching tolerance. They're the most intolerant people known to mankind. And by the way, I do want to say this. If you want to jump in, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to open the lines up now because of the reschedule that we have going on here. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to try to get through this, friends. Tolerance is the virtue of the man without convictions. And again, the preachers of tolerance are in fact the perpetuators of the crimes. What do we hear all day, friends, from the media? From these groups that are claiming victim status? What are they doing? You got to be more tolerant. You got to just be more tolerant towards my crimes, towards God and man. You just have to be tolerant, man. You just got to be tolerant while I lash out on you folks and try to browbeat you into submission. You got to be more tolerant with my lawlessness. And I don't want you paying attention to the fact that I'm actually advocating the crime and warring against the law. See, friends, because that's what it always comes back to. They're at war with God's law, and it's a war they're going to win. Anybody that goes that direction, friends, they're going to lose. I'm sorry. They're going to lose. Tolerance, tolerance, tolerance is what you hear from them that mean to control and rule over you. That's exactly who they are. And all the while, again, playing the victims, Isaiah 5:20, and at the same time, perpetuating the crimes. Learn this lesson, America. John 10:10. And to no one's surprise, this again falls to the church's responsibility in this country. This is always where it starts, friends. This message of tolerance and tolerance, it's equating itself to false grace and false mercy, where they show more mercy and compassion to the perpetrators of the crime rather than the victims. Do you see how that works? See what the revisionists have done in this country, have been allowed to do concerning their slaves that they're creating right now, America, that still haven't paid attention to the fact that this is, again, how slaves are made? Keep them dumb. Keep them dummied down. Revise the words, water them down, re-educate them, redefine meanings, change texts and books. This has been going on illegally in this country for a long time. And again, and to no one's surprise, this again falls to the church's responsibility in this country, for where things are a mere reflection of what has been taught through their actions. I'm talking about those that are responsible in the church overseers. Folks, on a daily basis, I'm literally getting hundreds of emails a day. And I'm getting hundreds of emails from churches talking about how one pastor is completely heretical. He's apostate concerning the faith. I'm seeing this on a daily basis. I'm getting emails from prophetic churches across America who fail to preach out against the sins of man before God to bring about repentance. I mean, they're always talking about raising money. They're always talking about their gardens, friends. Literally. They're always talking about their building funds or how they need more money for their pews. I don't see that in Scripture. I do see in Scripture that the end aim is to seek and save that which is lost, to go out there on the command of the Lord and preach the gospel to all of the world, friends, from one end to the next. And it's interesting because I see all these emails from these churches, and 99% of what I see, friends, it's not even scriptural what they're doing. And they're always talking about the good things that God's doing for them in their sinful states. Hey, folks, we should no more tolerate false doctrine than we would tolerate sin. And there's a whole lot of false doctrine in America today. Whole lot of it. And then it goes to government, right? Our Constitution is made only for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. But who's the government of any other? Those that are crying out, tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. Tolerance, tolerance, tolerance. I mean, the church has, in fact, unscripturally and heretically taught 1 Timothy 4:1, their congregants to be silent in the face of evil, to be apathetic and derelict of their duty before God and man, James 2:14 through 26, to be accepting and tolerant towards them that mean to willingly and knowingly destroy this country as we know it, and in the end only to be left defenseless in the face of its destroyers. Yep. Yep. Oh, my goodness. Oh. I want you to remember, friends, every single message I have. You always want to know why I always string Scripture through it. Because it's all founded on Scripture, friends. God created all things, and without Him, nothing was created. But remember what James Wilson said. Far from being rivals or enemies, Christianity and law are twin sisters. God gave the law that Christ fulfilled. And mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences, science is the study of creation, run into each other. The divine laws discovered by reason and the moral sense form of an essential part of both. James Wilson. as you all well know, friends, in New York this week, the said legislators have been safely delivered into this world, by the way, keep in mind. In New York this week were the said legislators that have been safely delivered into this world. Let me say it again. In New York this week were the said legislators that have been safely delivered into this world. Good thing their parents obeyed the Lord when he said, thou shalt not kill, right? Exodus 20, verse 13. Somehow, these said legislators that have been safely delivered into the world somehow passed a bill that would allow women to have an abortion at any given time. Again, this is all being advocated and pushed through by them that preach what? Tolerance and women's rights. Hey, folks, we don't have no rights given unto us by our Creator to kill, nor do we want to. I hate violence, period. And while at the same time empowering Planned Parenthood and its money-making minions to slaughter the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17. I want to stop right there. I had a guy say to me yesterday, he had posted a Snopes fact checker cross-check on my site. And I basically went back to the video that we had made exposing Snopes, who they are, how there's no presupposition, no reference. Just ask them how do they tell difference between right and wrong. They'll tell you they don't know how to do that. They work for the enemy. They work for the CIA. They're CIA funded. And I told him this, and I said, man, you're sticking both feet in your mouth. And he said, why do you got to be so extreme about things? And I want you to think about this. You need to think this through. Extreme like you allowing government in this country, which is foreign to we the people in this country, and government in this country, a foreign government sanctioning the murder of the innocent. That's pretty extreme, isn't it? You're trying to defend those that have advocated the murder of the innocent in the womb, and you're telling me that I'm extreme? Are you kidding me, dude? Well, your parents must have been pretty extreme because you're born today, right? And I guarantee you, with just saying that to people alone, they begin to think in a way that they've never thought about before. Wait a minute. Bradley, you're just making reference to the law and exposing the crime, Romans 3:20. That's right. That's all I'm doing. And I'm making reference to the Word of God and the laws found in the United States Constitution that says what they did is completely illegal, even going back to the Declaration of Independence. So what's extreme about it on my end? For exposing them? Then you know what, friends? I'm extreme. Because I don't think anybody in their right mind, if they put it in perspective, wouldn't look at what's going on in this country and looking at those that are advocating the murder of the innocent. I have a real hard time believing that most people wouldn't think that if you were to stand there and watch what they're advocating for and helping the doctors murder the innocent of the innocent in the womb, you would probably come to the conclusion that that's pretty extreme, and then you would probably think to yourself, that's pretty extreme that I'm allowing these people to be extreme. I mean, it's ridiculous. People don't think. They have more compassion, just like I said during the second segment, more compassion and false mercy and false grace for those that commit the crimes than they do, guess who? The victims. I mean, just think about it. The correctional institutions in this country teach your kids three strikes and you're out. If you kill someone, you go to prison for 3 to 5 years. What about the victim? Who cares about the victim? He's out in 3 to 5 years. The bureaucracy's making $64 billion. It's about money, friends. It's about blood money. And just think about this. These legislators are making sure that those that are advocating the murder of the innocent can stay afloat. Why? Because they get kickback. They get kickback. Do you remember that we just found out, about 3-4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks ago, Donald Trump said that if you don't want Nancy Pelosi to be the new Speaker of the House, then you better act, right? And then we found out that she was receiving money from Planned Parenthood for her campaign. And if you keep in mind, and if you put the pieces of the puzzle together, you'll find out that Donald Trump is the one that funded Planned Parenthood to fund Nancy Pelosi to become the next Speaker of the House, so Planned Parenthood can stay in business and then lay to your candor by force that you pay for abortions at will.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just talking about the preachers of tolerance are, in fact, the perpetuators of the crime. And I'm just talking about the extremity. Some guy asked me yesterday, he goes, why are you so extreme about things? I'm extreme about the preservation of life. Why are you so extreme about being derelict of duty when it comes to your duty before God and man to stop the murder of the innocent in the womb? Oh, I never thought about that one before, dude. I was over here, I was fornicating all night with these other girls, you know. Matter of fact, I just got one pregnant, and I got three other kids from three different girls over here. I know, you're part of the problem. Jeez. You know, which leads me to this. Folks, isn't it interesting how, speaking of abortion, that it's these same women who have paid money to have their babies murdered are then called out for such crimes against humanity by, guess who, the law-abiding, who then in turn attempt to defend the indefensible. They then have the audacity to blame them that are calling them out by decrying that this is a war on woman or women, war on women, by calling them out for committing crimes against the baby in their own wombs. Victims? I mean, friends, just let's take it another step. Let's take it another direction. Can you imagine the uproar if in New York this last week where these said legislators somehow passed a bill that would allow a woman to have an abortion at any given time, can you imagine if in New York the uproar that would take place if some sort of animal brutality took place? Can you imagine if some puppy was beaten with a knife to death, cut up to pieces, chopped his head off, chopped his legs off? Can you imagine the uproar these people would be in? This is the mindset that I'm trying to warn you of, friends. They're dangerous people. They care more about animals than they do human beings. And by the way, let's take it a step further, friends. This is about population control. Ruth Bader Ginsburg spoke the truth in her confusion when she blurted the truth out. And she should have been dealt with right then and there, but you let them sit there for 40 and 50 and 60 years, and now we're up to 60 million babies that have been murdered. Because after all, there's nothing you can do about it, say you, right? There are none so tolerant as those who preach tolerance. There are none so intolerant as those who preach tolerance. What about them that are crying out homophobia? You're not hearing a whole lot of this anymore, but we are seeing it behind the layers of the news stories that we receive. It's still out there. It's not in the forefront. The Muslims are out there now, okay? Because the homosexuals already, the sodomite community's already got their foothold and being used to upend America's sovereignty to their own demise as well. They just don't know it yet. But what about them that are crying out homophobia? Them that declare that they're being bullied. They attempt to browbeat their lawful opposition with lawless and contrived arguments and baseless name-callings like that of being homophobic, bigots, and haters. Folks, again, keep in mind, they hate the law that exposes their crimes against nature. Romans 1:24. Because, again, hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does. 1 Corinthians 13:6. Love rejoiceth not in iniquity. Matter of fact, these people even go so far to create their own hate crimes so they can play the victim. Deuteronomy 19:19. By the way, when they get caught committing fake hate crimes, they should be lawfully accountable. Again, read Deuteronomy 19:19. Law does apply to those that contrive their own crimes. I mean, we've heard for years now how the homosexual communities are somehow the victims, and all this in the face of GLSEN's founder, Kevin Jennings' statement concerning the truth of the matter, when he said that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation, the normalization of the gay lifestyle in our education system. He said that. Okay? And again, just going fast forward, which helps explains why we are now seeing them with the use of a little 11-year-old drag queen to advocate and promote, guess what, friends? Pedophilia. Which just isn't going to fly. Even going so far as to bring this little man, this little 11-year-old, and by the way, this is a child, and this is child abuse, as is it a felony in all 50 states of our union, for those that did not know. But we have this little 11-year-old that ABC was blowing up to be the coolest thing since sliced bread. He was found in a gay bar in New York a couple weeks back where money was being thrown at him while performing for homosexuals in that bar. Again, this is in every way child abuse. We're waiting to hear if charges are going to be filed. But he must be protected by them politicians in New York. Ask the question, why? Why is it always the kids that are the end aim, America? Why is it that they have become completely an open prey? Why is it that they have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing? Where is this guy's dad? Where is his mom? They're the ones putting him out there. That's what makes it child abuse. The preachers of tolerance are clearly the perpetuators of the crime. And I want you to think about this too, friends. They wanted you to believe that the homosexual manifesto, which was inserted into the congressional record by Michael Swift in 1987, was just a satire. Remember 15 years ago, friends, about how I was crazy? This isn't about the kids? Yep. Yep. What's happening? That's all you have to do is stick to the word and you already know it's coming down the road if people don't turn from their sins. Period. The preachers of tolerance are clearly the perpetuators of the crimes. Jude 1:7, read it when you get a moment. Now, we come to the Muslims that are on the heels of the homosexuals, systematically rolling out in the same fashion. Play the victim and attack and attack and attack and attack and attack. Yep. Interestingly enough, we have Ilhan Omar in the media along with Rashida Tlaib almost on a daily basis. But on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar petitioned judge for light sentence for 9 Islamic State recruits. What is she doing recruiting America? What is this Congresswoman doing in Minnesota recruiting? You know, this is also the same Congresswoman, by the way, friends, that wanted to make the insurance companies pay for, they have something in South Minneapolis called Little Somalia, where it's true that many of the Somalians that come from the Middle East, from Somalia, of course, move to Minneapolis, and what they do is they're caught leaving Minneapolis to go fight on the behalf of the created entity, ISIS. Isn't it interesting how they never are fully dealt with? But they're just always this convenient little entity that works for a global agenda. And you never hear politicians condemn the actors, but just the acts. Isn't that something, how that works? Now we have Ilhan Omar trying to pass a bill to make insurance companies pay if one of those individuals leaves Minneapolis to go fight on the behalf of ISIS and gets killed. She wants to make sure that the families are taken care of. This is in Minnesota. She's in the news again today, friends. She's in the news again today, friends. Just keep acting like it doesn't matter, friends. But keep in mind, going back to the point of my article here, these are the ones that are preaching tolerance. And I want to let you know, too, friends, about 3 months ago, I went to an Islamophobia meeting at St. Cloud University where there was about 50 people there. The media would have you believe everybody's about Ilhan Omar. Dumb is a rock. Dumb is a rock. I felt like I was watching a little girl, 15 years old, sitting there in detention class, talking to one of her friends. Well, read 1 Kings 13:33, and it will make sense as to why these people are there. And it's interesting how the FBI is just impotent. They all the well know who's doing this and what they're doing. And we know that when a governor or a representative becomes representative in the United States, namely in Minnesota, we know from Jesse Ventura, when he became the governor, remember he went down in the basement, and who was there to interview him? The CIA. And we have Tim Walz, who's pro-sanctuary state, which is completely illegal. And we have none other than Keith Ellison. Terror-tied Keith Ellison somehow mysteriously gets into the AG's office in the state of Minnesota. Look at how this is all playing out. Anti-gunners, both of them. They want to bring in 300% more Somalis into the United States of America, namely the state of Minnesota. Remember the last governor, Mark Dayton, the empty suit, voted the worst senator in the history of Minnesota? He somehow got into the governorship. Hey, George Soros, hey, nice meeting with you and Mark out there in New York. Yep. Oh, let's just ignore that. We'll just act like that never happened. But just keep in mind, in St. Cloud, he was being protested by the people, the good people in St. Cloud, saying we don't want all these Middle Easterns coming into the United States here, namely into our communities. He said, well, then go find another state to live in. Is this crazy? Ah, folks, the preachers of tolerance are, in fact, the perpetuators of the crime.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory, and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.